This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with the Executive Director and Artistic Director of Telluride Theater. That is a merger between the Telluride Repertory Theater and Squid Show. They are Colin Sullivan and Sasha Cuccinello. Thank you both for joining me to give me and the rest of the community some background on the merger.
Thanks, Sue.
So how did the merger come about? It's a very big deal. The rep's been around for 22 years. You've been around for 5. How is it that your companies finally came together?
Dylan Brooks, who has been the board president of the rep for a few years, approached me and Jen Julia, Squid Show's board president, about a month and a half ago. Their administrator, Lutz, has left and gone back to Germany. And Dylan saw this as a prime opportunity for Emerge, and he approached us and just said, you know, what do you think about this? And then we basically had a month-long conversation between us and our boards and just really thinking and dreaming whether this could work. And we all were excited about it and moved forward.
Okay. And Colin, do you have anything to add to that?
No, just that we're just really fortunate. We're very, very lucky to have Dylan at the helm of this. Our boards have met several times now, and everybody's really getting along and is really excited about the merge. I think it's great.
I could hear that in Dylan's voice when he spoke to me about it. For sure, everyone is on board. So, Sasha, continuing on with you, from an artistic standpoint, what are the biggest pros of this merger?
Well, I think for us, you know, Squid Show does original company professional productions. And at first it was like we're taking on a lot more work, you know, for me artistically. But then, you know, thinking about Telluride and how many people love theater here and how many people want to get involved, I'm really excited to direct and guide that and help people fulfill their dreams. We're doing a show right now with 5 people, and 3 of them have, they've been on stage, but not a lot, and we're training them basically how to be actors. So we really see it as a marriage of the community theater aspect of it, of people trying out whether or not they like this, and if they really love this and they want to be more serious, then they can move up and do the Squid Show productions. And on top of that, we're just really excited to expand and be able to do Shakespeare in the Park and to do a musical. You know, we've been doing basically original productions for the last 5 years. So this gives us a little bit more leg room in terms of doing existing texts and Shakespeare and all those other fine theatrical offerings.
Okay, and I guess it also ramps up the educational opportunities, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
Colin? Do you have anything to say on how it changes the sort of educational profile of
company? Yeah, sure. Our education offerings this year are year-round. So, I mean, for a 5-year-old theater company, if you consider the Squid Show or even, you know, the rep had the Actions Tour and some other things, they wanted to be able to expand that for a while. Now with some artistic leadership in there and some new blood in terms of the education program, they're able to do that. So we're able to, like, look at those things and push them forward. I think if you look at any major repertory theater, any regional theater across the United States, education programs are key, not only in getting the message out, but also in being able to involve the community, Sasha was saying, in the work, which is part of our mission statement. So,
okay, wonderful. Thank you for that. And Sasha, from an artistic standpoint, are there any cons to this merger?
You know, I don't see any right now. If anything, I've spoken to a lot of the rep actors and the people that started the rep, and everybody's really, really excited. I've spoken to our company, and they're really excited at the possibilities. I think this opened a whole new form of collaboration and working together, and we're also looking at, you know, building a new nonprofit artistic model for town. You know, there's a lot of other mergers that could happen, and in this economic landscape that we're in, it just makes perfect sense. So from our artistic standpoint, I don't see any. I think it just really broadens our scope, and we're going to be able to do a lot more artistically.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And from a practical standpoint, What does the creation of Telluride Theater mean to the Telluride community beyond, obviously, more theater? How will the dramatic landscape around these parts be enhanced, be changed, Colin? I mean, for example, give me a profile of or look at the year 2012 from the point of view of theater.
Well, I mean, like I said before, you have year-round theater now in Telluride. So you're going to have one. I mean, we just went over the schedule the other day, you know, reformatting. You're going to have one show after another after another. You're going to have professional original shows combined with community offerings like Shakespeare, a musical every year. And those things are not going to be done at an additional cost necessarily to the community. You know, it's going to open up a ton of opportunities for the local community. I mean, if you look at a model like, you know, Crete, what they've done over there, they had a theater. When mining disappeared in Crete, they basically got together and put together a theater in 1966. Crete's one of the oldest repertory and regional theaters in the United States. It's 45 years old now, and they bring in $2.5 million. That's what the town reports that they bring in. So, you know, to be able to have a theatrical presence, I think it's really important to have it be year-round and have people be unified in it. And another thing is, you know, you have original work coming out of here. So you have a professional company and you have original work being produced that can be taken other places. You have two possibilities for those, the Action Store, the thing that the rep started a while ago. And bringing those out to some less served communities with theater that are within our reach.
Okay. Let's get really specific. There are some people who are completely, you know, almost, it's a little bit like the red states, blue states story when you talk about the rep in the streets in the community. You know, there's some people who would say, oh, my God, am I going to see another production like Burlesque or Con, or do mm-hmm. they go away? Or another camp might say, you know, I want my musicals. I want to see my kids up there singing and dancing. So can you, from an artistic standpoint, Sasha, sort of paint a very specific portrait of the year? I know you're new on the job, so do what you can. And then, Colin, very specifically, talk about some of the collaborations and the educational initiatives. So, Sasha, mm-hmm. you first.
So just to explain a little bit, we're not losing our identities. We're just putting them into programs of the new entity, Telluride Theater. So Squib Show will be a program of Telluride Theater, and the Rep musical and Shakespeare will be a program of Telluride Theater. This 2012, we will start in February with a Squid Show original play. We're doing an adaptation of Alice in Wonderland called Alice Underground. Then in March, we will have the community musical. And then end of March, March 30th and 31st, is the Burlesque fundraiser. Then we look towards summer, and July, beginning of July, around July 4th, we're going to do a cabaret fundraiser. And then end of July, we will do our Squid Show summer show. And then August will be Shakespeare in the Park. And then December, which we're starting this year, in December we are doing our original kids show, and that will repeat in 2012. We don't have specific dates yet just because we're having to change our schedule a little bit. But look to the TellurideTheater.org website and for specific dates soon.
Okay, thank you. That was as good as it gets, I understand, given the short time that you've been merged.
Yes.
But, Colin, specifically on education, what are some of the programs you're looking at?
Well, we already expanded to a couple of new partnerships. I'm actually teaching a play-building class with the Sheridan Young People's Theater right now for third graders. And then at the library, I'm doing a stage combat and clowning class. That's also going on right now, and we hope to continue to expand. I know I'm going to be helping Jen with her Winter High School Musical. The same great programs from 2011 or 2010 and 11 are back. We have Superhero Theater and some other offerings for little kids at the AHA School, another partnership with the AHA School, the Burlesque class, which, of course, turns into one of our major fundraisers. Our Actions Tour is going to go up in the spring again, and we're going to be bringing live theater to a whole bunch of different communities around Colorado. We have Center Stage and Squid Academy again, partnerships with the Academy in the summer. Those are for kids that are a little bit older, but those, you know, you produce full plays in those. And then we have actually a new offering, a couple of new offerings. One is a national theater training workshop, which we're going to bring here in June with a trainer from New York City. She teaches at the Experimental Theater Wing at NYU. So that's going to go up in June for 3 weeks. We're going to bring people in here to do some theater. And then also we're hoping to expand the Action Store this coming fall, and we're also collaborating with Telluride Arts to bring to provide their theater component for their new Creative Classrooms Art in the Schools program that's going to hit some of the underserved communities around here and bring some live theater out to them.
Wonderful. I think that we've gone as far as we can go with this sort of introductory conversation. We'll be having lots more conversations, starting with the support of your December Children's Theater Program. Both of you, thank you very much, and best of luck to you as you develop and enhance this collaboration. I've been speaking with Colin Sullivan, Executive Director, Sasha Cuccinello, Artistic Director of Telluride Theater, a merger between the Telluride Repertory Theater and Squid Show. Everyone get out there and support them. Thank you so much
for joining
me.
Thanks so much, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
My pleasure.